Bava Kama Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bava Kama Bavli, Daf Mem Aleph. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Hafim Adeis at the Mishnah. Kosh Nogach Efa Adam, Umeif, Muad, Meshalim, Efa Kaifa, Vatam Potter, Mena Kaifa. If an ox gored and killed a man, if it was Muad, it pays Kaifa, if it was Tam, it exempt. Vezeh, Chayav Misa, but in either case the ox is killed, Vechein, Beben, Vechein, Bebas, the same applies to killing a boy or girl. Nogach Ebed Oi Ama Nathan Shlishim Slaim Benchu Yofe Mane Benchu Eino Yofe Ella Dina Zav. If they killed a slave, he pays 30 shkolim, even if the slave is worth much more or much less. The Gemara says Tani Ubalashor Noki Mechetzi Kofer Divre Blezer. Being a Baisa now, Blezer says that when the Pasuk says in Shmois Chof Alef Pasuk Chof Ches, the owner of the ox is clean, it means from paying half Kofer. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Valoi Mukdam Hu Lebeis Haskila Chamur. Rabbi Akiva objected, a tam only pays from itself. We have to stone it immediately. Obviously, it does not pay kofer. Amar Lo Amarti Ela Beniskabin La'Roiges Abehema Ba'Hagis Adam. Rabbi Elazar answered that I discuss only when it intended to kill an animal and it killed a person, or other cases in which it's not stoned. Ad Du Makshila Al Du Rabbi Elazar Yakshina Al Didei. The Gemara asks that rather than challenging Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Akiva should challenge himself, because later he expounds that a tam is exempt from paying de mei eved, meaning 30 shkolim, for an eved kanani. And Rabbi Meisha, tipate b'sha'ava b'shachtei. Rabbi Meisha answered the cases that he slaughtered it before the final verdict. This could also answer for Rabbi Elazar, and the Babli says that Rabbi Akiva hoped to hear another answer from Rabbi Elazar. This debai meimer, man de yalfa min de Rabbi Elazar, oid hu omakein le'amalti, Ella Bashinis Kavin, Lawagis of Behemoth, Bahogis Adam, Laakum, Bahogis Zor, Nephalim, Bahogis Shelkayama, Pater. The second answer, someone to say that after he learned from Ebelezer, Rikiva then said further, he expounded that a tam is exempt from Demei Ebed. I said only when it intended to kill an animal and it killed a person, or intended to kill a Gentile and it killed a Yisrael, or intended to kill a stillborn baby and it killed a Bible baby. So it's exempt from Misa. Mama Kaima Rikiva or Baal Ashor Noki. How does the Rikiva understand the Pasuk? Baal Ashor Noki. Noki midemei Eved. The answer is he's clean, means exempt from the Mei Eved. The Leifli Rabbi Akiva Noki Mechatzi Kofer. The Gemara asks, does Rabbi Akiva not hold that a Tam is exempt from half Kofer? The Pasuk from which Rabbi Elazar exempt from half Kofer, Rabbi Akiva uses for the Mei Eved. In Kofer Yushas Alav, B'muad HaKosim Medaber. The Pasuk that says, Im Kofer Yushas Alav, discusses a muad, there's no source to obligate a tam. Belaisli Rebeleza Noki Midame Eved. Does Rebeleza not hold that a tam is exempt from Dame Eved? Pasuk from which Rebekiba exempts from Dame Eved, Rebeleza uses the kosher. Nema kan asho yisakel, benema la alon asho yisakel. Ma shor shenema la alon bemuad akosim medabe, afa shor yisakel, shenema kan bemuad akosim medabe. The answer is it says here regarding a slave, Asho Yisakel, and it says there regarding Kofer, Asho Yisakel. Just like there, Asho Yisakel discusses a Muad. Also here, Asho Yisakel discusses a Muad. Beleis Ksev Yisakel Yisakel Asho. The Gemara asked, does it not say Yisakel Yisakel Asho about a Tam? We should learn from there. Amar Mutav Yilmed Asho Yisakel Misho Yisakel, Val Yilmed Asho Yisakel Misakel Yisakel Asho. The answer is it's better to learn Hashor Yisakel from Hashor Yisakel, and not to learn Hashor Yisakel from Sakol Yisakel Hashor.